and I wrote about it, but just to go into a little more, or to give it a little more thought, somebody called into this conference call, not this conference call, but to the call that I use on the kiosks at about 8 o'clock last night, and they called three times in a row. And they were from a 917 New York City area code. So I looked up the number, and if what I found is correct, and that's a big if, it connects to somebody who is with a internet security company. And I looked through their website, and of course they don't list their clients. I think they might have listed a couple, but they don't list CityBridge as one of them. But a security company wouldn't do that anyway, so this is strange to imagine why anybody would call a North Dakota phone number like that 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. And assuming they really are affiliated with a security company, I gotta wonder if CityBridge isn't monitoring traffic and monitoring phone calls and just trying to figure out what's going on with all these calls to North Dakota. I don't know if you can hear it, but I sure can. I have the kiosk across the street blasting a shortwave radio number station recording from a long time ago. It's the one I've been using lately. I gotta find something else. Because it was beautiful yesterday. I was hearing this music box music sort of tinkling along 3rd Avenue. And as ephemeral as it is, it's a beautiful thing. I actually turned the volume up even higher on that thing now, so it's really fucking loud. So anyway, I'm out. I'm going to go walking some, but it's too cold to go far. I was going to go to Mott Haven. Is that what it's called? Whatever. I was going to go over to the Bronx because I've only really been there a couple of times. But it's too fucking cold. So after yesterday's discovery, now I'm looking at phone booth again. There's other scratch art, scratch CD art. And I'm more likely to find it in the net, I guess, but I'm up here on Thompson Avenue right now. Thompson and Jackson. I'd like to find a riddle prey. Oh, another one. I mean, yesterday was a jackpot in that realm. I found three. I think I've found one in years. I mean, it's been, I used to see those things all over the place. And it sort of had an influence on me back when I was in my 20s. I was more cognizant of the fact that I'm a lapsed Catholic and that I'm looking for God wherever I could think to look. And now here I am looking for God again, or something like it. Well, there are none in this booth. There is some scratch shit, but it's not. It just looks like somebody. It's the amazing thing is how hard it is to see. And I could be looking right at it and not know it. The same could be said of a lot of things. Gets back to my dilemma about the act of seeing something. There's no evidence that you saw something, and there's no way to know if something that was there right in front of you never registered with your consciousness. On Manhattan Avenue and India Street, using what I'm pretty sure are the last two payphones. And I guess it's my lucky day because I found this up there with the speaker card on the phone. So far they haven't connected the phone. So I know they don't get another answer yet. But they just bought it today. So I usually have to get over here because I can't think of this. I don't like that bridge even though they. So 3rd Avenue sounds like a giant music box right now, thanks to me. It's very quiet out here on Sunday, and I figured a way to blast the sound even louder out of these things. It's almost thunderous. This is a payphone I've called from before. It's outside of Sparks Steakhouse on, what is this anyway, 46th Street, I think. And I'm looking at one of the kiosks that is about to go into music box mode, and there's somebody standing right next to it. I wonder if he's going to notice. I was nearing a panic attack earlier, or an anxiety attack. And I don't know if you can hear that music box tinkling, but I sure can. Anyway, I was going to take a pill earlier, but it seems to have abated. I found a Metro card on the sidewalk, so I'm zooming around. Okay, here comes some people. But it's an alternating thing. It goes between the music box sound and then a sort of duller voice, or a duller sound of a voice reading some numbers. Onward then. So I think there are a couple of dozen payphones down here. Or here at Grand Central Terminal. And of those, these three are the most interesting, I think, because they're the most obscure. These are by the Lost and Found downstairs in the basement. I am still looking for payphone numbers that are handwritten. And I know I've seen them, but the chances of finding them now probably aren't very good. I really was enchanted, though, just now by how magical the music box sounded all across 3rd Avenue. It was like stereophonic and quadraphonic. And a thing of beauty, if I say so myself. So, I'm going to come up with a more continuous sound. The way it works now is it's a shortwave radio numbers broadcast. And it's the one called the Swedish Rhapsody. And it plays music box sound for a little while. And then some much duller sounding voice reads off some numbers. So you can't hear all that necessarily unless you're really paying attention. So what else do I have to say? I have a lot of thoughts these days, but I never seem to articulate them when I'm in any place where I could actually do that, articulate and explicate. I'm thinking if I make enough calls on these phones, especially in places like this where there's a bunch of people sitting nearby, I'll turn up as a social media star when somebody blasts me onto Instagram and asks who the hell uses payphones anymore. Well, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Geez, I feel like I should keep talking because I paid 50 cents for this call and you get up to 15 minutes, although my voicemail times out after 10 minutes. Okay, I'm just going to go. So I'm looking out toward Queens Plaza, Queensboro Plaza. I'm just ruminating on how much it's changed over the last 10 years. Like, I was at a bar, I overheard an older guy saying he hadn't been down there in maybe 10 or 12 years. And he thought he was lost. He didn't know where the hell he was. There used to be a bunch of 2 and 3-story houses, and some of those are still in there. And contrary to what people say, there really was a community there. But all that's been erased, I guess, by the stampede of wealth. Some beautiful clouds behind these ugly-ass towers, though. I mean, they're putting up 40, 50-story buildings. They're talking about putting up a 70, 70-something-story thing next to the clock tower. I don't know. I don't know what it all means, man.